Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Hello, this is Dave Martin, your success coach, and I'm so excited that you've joined me again for Success Made Simple. Man, we are hearing incredible results from the podcast, how many people it's helping and encouraging and literally picking up hundreds and thousands of people every week that are signing up, subscribing. So if you know someone who is looking for just a little bit of coaching and personal development every week, we'd love to help them right here on Success Made Simple. So please forward this to someone else. Let them know. They can go to the podcast app, or they can go to our website, davemartin.org, and sign up. This week and this year, a lot of what we're teaching out of is my book, Another Shot, A Game Plan for Rebounding in Life. And if you haven't got that book or the 30-Day Game Plan Coaching Program, I encourage you to invest in that. Check that out on the website as well. But we're talking about the subject of aggressiveness. It's one of the traits of great rebounders. And a lot of times people hear that word, and hopefully we're changing your perspective of that word. But godliness, the godliness of aggressiveness. You think those two words go together? Aggressiveness really can be a positive thing. That's what I'm trying to help you understand. It can also be a negative thing. We understand that as well. But the kind of aggressiveness that I write about in the book Another Shot is the good kind of aggressiveness, the godly kind of aggressiveness. How can I possibly relate those two words together, you're wondering? Well, in the Bible, there was a time when Jesus was visiting his friends and Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, and that small town of Bethany. Jerusalem was just a short distance away, so Jesus took some time to pray, apparently going to the nearby Garden of Gethsemane. So after spending some time in prayer, Jesus returned to his disciples, who asked him to teach them how to pray. And that's when Jesus taught them the Lord's Prayer that you can read in Luke chapter 10 and into chapter 11. But immediately after teaching his disciple the Lord's Prayer, Jesus told them a story to drive home what he had just taught them. In this particular story, this parable that was here, Jesus described a man who went to his neighbor's house in the middle of the night to borrow some bread. It seems that a friend who was traveling through town had unexpectedly stopped at the man's house for the night, and the man didn't have any food to give his tired and hungry friend. So the man went next door to borrow some bread from his neighbor. Now, unfortunately, his neighbor was asleep. So the man's knock on his door didn't answer right away, but his neighbor told him, "Hey, go away, go away, I'm already in bed." The neighbor kept shouting, but the man just kept on knocking. Now, you and I might think that that was kind of rude. I mean, why would he keep knocking? The guy told him to go away. It's the middle of the night. But Jesus commanded the man, and his disciples told him that this was the kind of aggressiveness they should demonstrate in their prayer life and in their life in general. It's possible to be aggressive without being ungodly. You just have to make sure that your aggressiveness is directed toward your goals and toward those obstacles that stand between you and your goals. Just like a competitive basketball player, you should never be aggressive with people. Aggressiveness is simply a strong sense of motivation that will not allow you to accept the way that things are and will not allow you to quit before you've scored the goal, won the game, accomplished the mission, whatever it may be. So learn to be aggressive without being violent, without being hateful or angry. You don't have to harm others in order to achieve your life's purpose. So get out there. Don't quit. Don't give up. Hustle, whatever you want to call it. Be aggressive in reaching out toward your goals and toward your relationships and the things that you have in your heart to do and to accomplish. Don't quit. Be aggressive. This is Dave Martin, your success coach, and I look forward to seeing you next week right here on Success Made Simple.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media at Dr. Dave Martin.